cars. I have never seen them. Sometimes to International already imported, what's International New Holland now, that outfit. And he's never there when I go there. At least I don't see him unless he's hiding. I think so. I don't know. I haven't. I don't ask anybody because otherwise they're going to find out that I'm actually after his ass.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to have to tell him he's nothing but a big fucking liar. Language, but that's what he is.
Well, can you?
To me, what he lied to you, that's beside the point. But what he came here for at one time and apologized and do this and that, and none of it was true.
Yeah, he's cool.
Here, you know, I was in my garden and I saw this truck driving there. What the hell is going on? Who's that? And then officer, he steps out of it because my dog was loose and he's a Rottweiler and doesn't matter how big you are, you go down if he grabs you.
Yeah.
Right. The thing is that I went, well, and then yeah, finally I called the dog down. I says, hey, Bronson, it's okay. Stop right now. And he quit barking and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The real, whenever I say something, he listens good.
He listens good.
Times a day. Then he came home.
You know what? You should have.
For you, Andy. And off said, he says, well, Mike, he says, I'm going to come and apologize to you. And this and that. And I'm going to straighten things out with that, and I'll do this and that, and all kinds of stuff. I says, you better, because I will be on your fucking ass, if you like it or not. Don't lie to me. Because if you lie to me, I can put the dog on you right now. It says on the road, it says a sign, be prepared for my dog. It's private property, so you're not supposed to be in there. Don't lie.